A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. After they had proclaimed the good news to that city and made a considerable number of disciples, they returned to Lystra and to Iconium and to Antioch. They strengthened the spirits of the disciples and exhorted them to persevere in the faith, saying, "It is necessary for us to undergo many hardships to enter the kingdom of God." They appointed presbyters for them in each church, and with prayer and fasting commended them to the Lord, in whom they had put their faith. Then they traveled through Pisidia and reached Pamphylia. After proclaiming the word at Perga, they went down to Attalia. From there they sailed to Antioch, where they had been commended to the grace of God for the work they had now accomplished. And when they arrived, they called the church together and reported what God had done with them and how he had opened the door of faith to the Gentiles. The Word of the Lord. All three scripture readings for today's liturgy contribute to our task in the new evangelization. The account of Paul in the Acts of the Apostles is at the conclusion of his first missionary journey and is the context of our reflection today. Paul and his companions had just finished preaching in southern Galatia and returned to their home base in Antioch. They had preached the word, built up churches, exhorted the Christians, and appointed leaders. This was their method of evangelization, but every time and place evokes a new form of evangelization. Paul's task was not easy. He had covered 600 miles in 2 years, struggling over rough terrain, suffering from hunger and cold, being stoned and left for dead. And this was the easiest of his three missionary journeys. We probably do not have these obstacles in our efforts to share the gospel. In today's new evangelization, our trials may come from indifference or ridicule. There are Christians and Catholics who begrudge the 45 minutes they have to give to God on Sunday morning. They look for a 20-minute Mass. The remaining 167 and a half hours of each week are given to their worldly cares. Do such Christians really love God and appreciate what He has done for them? The Second Vatican Council has called all Christians to be evangelizers. The Constitution on the Church and the document on the Church in the modern world both point out the following. We each have a personal responsibility to spread the faith to all the world. It is the responsibility of every Christian, according to one's ability. All of us are meant to pray and work for that the entire world may become the people of God, the temple of the Holy Spirit, so that in Christ honor and glory may be given to the Creator Father. In spreading the faith, however, we must respect the diversity of cultures and practices of different peoples, so that whatever good there is in these cultures may be ennobled, not destroyed. The book of Revelation today tells us that God is always creating new things. The new heaven and new earth foretold is a first century Jewish way of saying a whole new universe or a whole new reality. The human means of evangelization will always be new, for Christ has promised it to be so. Perhaps much of the newness will involve more visibility and work by the laity, and in fact, we can easily see that it does. The newness of our efforts at evangelization is temporary and fades, but the divine newness is eternal. Only one thing forever retains its freshness, and that is Christ and his new and eternal covenant. The good news is eternal life and resurrection. The God who is love is ever ancient and ever new, as Saint Augustine wrote. Finally, in the Gospel of John, Jesus commands us to love as he does. As he does. Our efforts to do this will be ever new and challenging to our self-centered hearts. This is Christ's new commandment. When, with God's grace, we actually experience Christ's love and allow it to radiate from our whole being, our love becomes a sacramental, a divine presence. Our love for others becomes a sacramental form of evangelization. We are all called to do this. Oh, if we would only submit to Christ's transforming love, God would transform the world through us. As Christians, we have a very high calling and responsibility. Our whole being, then, evangelizes. Our thoughts, words, our deeds can foster peace, justice, and human dignity. And where words fail, our prayer and example are always available.